Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th and the whole week ahead. Because the emphasis is on Gemini and Aquarius, the emphasis for you should be on money and finance. These are good stars, but the square to Neptune tells me this. You could miss out on detail or the minutiae of something. And if you do, you will actually lose money as a result and do yourself out of cash. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's square to Uranus is all over the place. I mean, basically when you get Mercury squaring Uranus, is the mind is rushing and thinking too much. It might not be yours, but the stress could come from other people who don't live up to their name or who just aren't dependable. And that's the problem today, is that other people do not come up to your measure. And maybe you shouldn't be dealing with them in the future. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's opposition to Saturn in your sign is difficult. Mainly it's a sadness or a depression, self-doubt, and all of those negative energies that come from moon opposition Saturn. But be gentle on yourself. Be kindly on yourself. Neptune later on in the day says, make it easy on yourself. And that way you won't do yourself any harm. And here's your Tuesday stars. Everything is on the sign of Cancer from the bulk of the day. And that means relationships. So we're talking about feelings towards another person and someone's feelings towards you. Now, remember what I said at the weekend? Somebody proves they're not dependable or reliable. Now, it could well be that that person is closer than you think. So really, there's a few tests that you have to set now. And maybe you need to start closer to home than you thought. And here's your Wednesday stars. This is a huge, huge eclipse in the sign of Leo. And it's going to affect the rest of your year. Well, certainly the next 6 months, but it could be life-changing too. Why? Because it falls in an awkward part of your chart, which is the eighth house. And that means it's a psychological change you're going to go through. Check it out, look it up, and see what it means by reading my book, You Can Change Your Life. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, Mercury's going to leave your sign, and in fact already left yesterday, but is going to leave your sign once and for all today. And it's going to be in your second house of money. We're talking about big things financially. Mercury is the planet of the mind, your mental faculties. So your thoughts should be first and foremost on all things economic, financial, and to do with money. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon in Virgo, this is a good start, but some of the aspects around that moon aren't so wonderful. In fact, what you've got to understand now is that many of the things that you deem important aren't important to other people. So this could involve travel, it can involve learning, it can involve your principles, your scruples, it can involve your faith. So there's a number of disputes that could arise as a result.